this. Yeah, yeah.
You're listening to C. I. T. R. 101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby, no, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time. Ah, yeah.
A groin-grabbingly great station.
Woo! What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Ah. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and
Mormons.
What do you like?
Nice! Nice! Yeah, nice! Nice!
It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. You know what that means? It's time for a noise here on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM in the gorgeous Student Union Building in Vancouver, British Columbia. We're going to start the day off for the first half hour, some serious space rock. We've got a couple of bands that we're going to play in the next half hour that are coming to town or in our various regions. But first of all, we're going to start you off with, well, one of the, you know, inventors of the genre. And of course, I'm talking about Lemmy's first group, Hawkwind. my favorite album of 2004, Comets on Fire, with Blue Cathedral and The Bee and The Cracking Egg on Sub Pop Records. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM. Luke Mead here at the helm. And let's go through what you heard in that last set. Well, I just said Comets on Fire off of Sub Pop Records. And boy, is it a good year to be Sub Pop Records, because they're celebrating their 20th anniversary July 12th and 13th at a humongous festival happening at Redmond, Washington, just outside of Seattle, Saturday and Sunday. And they are having some legendary acts get back together, including that one you heard right there. I'm darn excited about that, because they've never managed to make it up here through Canada due to certain legal problems. But get a load of this. Okay. We have Green River, the legendary Green River, reuniting. Seaweed reuniting. The Vaseline's reuniting. So all you Nirvana fans out there, be sure to check that out. Eric Stripp are going to make it as well. Also, though, they focus on some of their newer stuff, namely bands like No Age, bands like The Foles, bands like Kinski. Of course, they've always got the legendary stalwarts. Mudhoney are playing. Yeah, there's just too many to mention here, but the one I'm really excited about that just got added to the Sunday show, Lay Thugs are playing. And I had the pleasure of seeing them at the Starfish Room in 1995, I believe. They were opening for Girls Against Boys or someone like that. And yeah, let me say, it was one of those great shows where the opening band just steals the show and you wind up leaving three songs into the band that you actually came to see, because you were like, well, no reason to stick around for this. Anyways, let's go through the set there. Before Comets on Fire, you heard The New Boris. Now, there are like about 8 or 9 different versions of this album out now, so make sure you get them all, because they all have different tracks on them, thanks to certain Japanese pressings and certain American pressings. And of course, the geniuses at Southern Lord Records really know how to take advantage of probably their biggest buzz band. The new album is called Smile. You heard a track there called Shoot. And Boris are going to be in our fair city. Holy cow, do not miss this show. July 30th at Richards on Richards with, Florida Ites via Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia band Torch, getting a lot of buzz on MySpace and Chunklet magazine alike. But a new band just added to that show. My personal favorite new metal band, and I'm not saying new with an N-U and an umlaut over top of it. I mean, this is raw, in-your-face, Viking chalice-lifting heavy metal from Michigan. Lair of the Minotaur are going to be opening for Boris July 30th. Make sure you don't miss that. Before that, something brand new by Danova. Newish. It came out a couple of months ago. But Danova, we're just in our city at the beginning of April, blowing the roof off of Pat's Pub, opening for Acid Mother's Temple. And then we started you off there with the Innovators of Space Rock, the band that Spinal Tap was based on, Hawkwind, off of Space Ritual Live with Master of the Universe. Top of the noon to you. We're going to move on into some more sonic territory, mostly with emphasis on Canadian stuff. There's some brand new stuff coming out of our great country that fits within the weird and quirky noise quotient that I love so much. We're going to start off with a pretty cool band from Winnipeg, who I hear their live show is not to be missed. They were just through here. I'm afraid I missed it, but I'm going to keep an eye out for them next time. There's a great band called Mahogany Frog. The album is called DO5, and the cover features a futuristic toaster barfing out psychedelically a Farfisa and a Moog synthesizer. So that's pretty cool. Let's check this out. This is Mahogany Frog with Demon Jigging Spoon. We'll be right back.
desperate yet persistent fear of the roar, which booms from places doused in silver and honey. I've broken the backs of bigger animals than you, but keep those ideas locked behind your pointy teeth.
Yeah. talking, twisting, spilling words and paper. Can't be bothered, won't deny. The flow from gut to fingertips. The juice that can keep a
another dusty chestnut that we pulled out of the library here at CITR, Oneida, off of Secret Wars, which is, I believe, their third most recent album, so a few years back now, with The Last Act Every Time. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is A Noise. Luke Mead here at the helm. Let's go through what you heard there. Like I said, Warm Winnipeg, some serious psychedelic prog stuff, Mahogany Frog. They're called their newest one, DO5, it's called. It's going to be distributed, it was released last April, put out by Scratch, actually. So keep an eye out there if you want to pick it up. You can swing by our very reliable Scratch Records. After that, some brand new local stuff. No one can accuse Andy Dixon of being a lazy human being who rests on his laurels, because he's always working. And you heard two of his newest projects there. Like, these CDs are so fresh, you can still smell the placenta. Andy Dixon's solo album and his band Winning, two brand new albums. Andy Dixon, you've heard first there, The Mice of Mount Career with Ostrich Fight Song. Some beautiful stuff. And then off the Winning album, entitled Could We Believe in Magic, you heard We're Dumb Mouths. Both of those available on Ache Records. That's A-C-H-E. And you can check that out at acherecords.com. And support your local weirdness. We also had something brand new by the Animal Collective in there. The new EP is entitled Water Curses. Four new songs. These guys never know when to stop. And it's always kind of not bad, you know, like there's nothing too terribly wrong with them at all. However, we're going to move into some different territory. Hey, guess who's coming again on June 11th? Yes, Wolf Eyes.
peace and quiet? Didn't think so.
Listen now to Adventures in Stereo as we take you on a super hi-fi safari.
Stand by.
No, I'm listening, that's all.
For all your eccentric musical needs, listen to Exquisite Corpse Thursday evening, 7:30 to 9.
Why would you do such a thing?
Your host, Bleak, navigates you through the odd and artful underground from the past, present, and future.
Big deal.
Noise, drone, dark ambient, electro, art rock, weirdcore, plunderphonics, sound collage, and better yet, no pesky hits.
Why?
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yes, indeed. Exquisite Corpse, our partner in crime, Bleak Swinney, every Thursday from 7:30 to 9 in the evening. And in fact, I'm actually filling in for him tomorrow. So if you like what you're hearing here and you like Exquisite Corpse, well, just think of the two audio clashes in the world meeting together. I like filling Bleak's shoes, and it gets me a chance to play stuff that I don't normally play on this show. So tune in if you like. Keep in mind, stay tuned. 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock, we've got the Afternoon Yak. We've got Green Majority, Canada's only environmental issue show, hosted by CIUT. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now!, hosted by Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, though, we get our rock back on with Rumbletone Radio, a go-go with Mr. Frank Rumbletone. 5 o'clock, Canadian Voices. 6:30 this week is Sam Squatch's Hideaway, all CanCon, all the time. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier, 10 o'clock Juice Box, and 11 o'clock Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. So keep it locked here. What did you hear in that last set? Well, like I said, Wolf Eyes, everyone's favorite drunken Michigan noisemakers, are coming again to Pat's Pub, and they're just a riot. I've seen them a billion times, and they're just, not only are they great guys, but you never know what to expect when they jump on stage. And that's their now classic, Stabbed in the Face, you heard there. And then some pretty cool stuff from Switzerland, Everyday Cracked Electronics, brought to you by Voice Crack, off of their Ear Flash album. And Voice Crack are a pretty fascinating group. They make all of their own electronic instruments based on, they make noise based on reactions to light. Rather than, like, you know how a theremin works, where it relies on movement, they build machines that involve, they react to certain frequencies of light when they're shown on, basically. And so they play completely in the dark, and they have all these different kinds of little flashlights and strobe lights and bicycle lights and stuff that they shine on their equipment. And the equipment reacts into different sounds the way that the light shines on them and stuff. Pretty cool stuff. You heard Turntable Wax. Coming up next set, some kind of weirdo arty guitar skronk. And this is a dedication, actually. And this is to a faithful listener, and this is Breeze Glaze going out to Mr. Marty.
We'll be right back. Designer cars you paint. The water spots and mold have stained it. My cloudy home pastoral is high. Was we shot from inside.
Move like poison, marching slowly, massing our forces, massing rats in sewers, teeming, teeming, and massing green.
Decadent landscapes, arcadian scenes. And these lustroyers in gillian frames. And these small windows are my relief. A palliative, my last retreat. Nobly opposed to this collection of fine portraits. I'd once commissioned the flesh of my young visage.
Marching slowly, massing our forces, massing rats in sewers, teeming, teeming, and massing green.
Thank you.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Just wrapping up the last 50 minutes of Annoys, what you heard in that last set there. This is something brand new from Vancouver's own Shearing Pinks, the Haru Specs EP, a 7-inch record out from our very good friends, put out by our very good friends from Halifax, Nova Scotia, Divorce Records, a fantastic experimental and noise label. And they're doing it out in their own nickel. They put out a bunch of great 7-inches, a bunch of great compilation CDs and stuff like that. Check them out at divorcerecords.ca. Before that, some more new stuff. Neptune, great little band on Radium Records. Radium Records is an offshoot of the fantastic Table of the Elements record label. And be sure to check that out. Gong Lake is the name of the album. And we heard Paris Green there. And then we started you off there with, holy cow, what a super group, my goodness, Breeze Glaze. And this was recorded back in 1994, and it just sounded like a whole bunch of Chicago hipsters feeling really, really bored, featuring Dave Grubbs, Henny Kaiser, engineered by Steve Albini and Jim O'Rourke. And this was the only thing they put out. They did put out a 7-inch, but this was the only full-length, When in Vanitas by Breeze Glaze, and you heard Stump of a Downer there. Well, we're wrapping up the show, so that means we move on into our Nurse with Wound List section. And today we've got something very cool by the incredible French composer Pierre Henry, best known for his pioneering of the music concrete genre of electronic music, and also best known for his hit Psyche Rock, released in 1968, which was appropriated by Matt Groening for the Futurama TV theme. But we have something kind of upbeat here. Like, I've played some stuff from him before where it's like him just playing a door, like a door squeaking and stuff like that. This is a little more electronically upbeat. If the album covers any giveaway, we're going to be listening to Machine Dance, and all it is, it's just a disco ball. And we're going to hear the first three tracks off of Machine Dance by Pierre Henry, and we'll be back to talk to you right before 1 o'clock. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That just about does it for yet another edition of A Noise. And you just heard three tracks off of amazing, groundbreaking French composer Pierre Henry off of his 1973 release Machine Dance. And you heard that track there, Machine Dance. You heard Ville Voltage, and then you heard Sacrifice. So there you go. And thanks for listening. Stay tuned for The Green Majority. And until next week, this is Luke Meek signing off and saying, if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
She's like this, she's this rapper from the UK. She's like originally from Sri Lanka, and she moved to the UK, and like, she's putting out this music that's just like amazing. And I saw her concert at the Knitting Factory, and oh my God, man, I lie to you not, I was like a little girl at a John Mayer concert, just like, she stole my heart, man.
Georgia Strait, Live Nation, and CITR present MIA. Sunday, May 25th, 2008, P&E Forum, Vancouver, BC. Doors 6:30, show 7:30. With her high-profile tours with LCD Sound System, Gwen Stefani, and countless festival appearances under her belt, MIA has cut across musical boundaries, uniting mainstream pop fans, indie rockers, and dance club regulars.